Oh, that's right. We are having a good time here, and I have one of my mentors in life, Ashley Bird, the news director for Learfield. She's over all of the news offices now. She was in South Carolina. She calls me Intrepid. I've been moving on ever since, doing stuff for South Carolina Radio News, and I captured her here for a moment since she was here at the breakfast. How you doing this morning, Ashley?
Great. Your mentor. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you've given me a lot of advice, particularly when I've got myself in a jam.
Well, you're working on what all of us are working on, is trying to be a good and fair journalist and asking the tough questions, even if people don't want to hear them. So, and you're in South Carolina for this delegation. There's lots of chances to do that.
There are. So how have you been running around? I know I've seen you here, there, and everywhere. I've seen you ragged. I've seen you looking good in the morning. It's a tough job, isn't it?
You better say I look good. Yeah, this last night, I was done. I was toast. It's just been very good. I used to do this for South Carolina. I just, for the network, and you embed like you are, and you go and do the things that the delegates are doing. Now I'm in charge of a bunch of other states. So I'm leading a sort of a team of guerrilla reporters on the ground, you know, that are trying to get, you know, stories about their delegations. So I'm popping around. So I'm learning Cleveland very well. But, you know, South Carolina is here in the catbird seat. So it's right here smack in the middle of things. It makes it easy. I'm actually getting a chance to rest here and catch up with people. You know, a lot of reporters here I haven't seen, a lot of officials that I've covered, so it feels like old home week here.
It's comfortable, isn't it?
It is. So come back to your stomping ground, and even if it's in Cleveland, but, you know, the personalities are still the personalities. Henry McMaster is still Henry McMaster, isn't he?
And it certainly is.
This is where the establishment really is in a lot of ways, in the Republican Party. It's still very much grounded in South Carolina, so they're turning their attention to Donald Trump right now, and you can see it's almost, in some ways, like turning the Titanic.
It's a slow turn.
It's a slow turn, but, you know, they're all in. It's a Republican group, Republican state right now. So I'll be in Philadelphia next, and it'll be interesting to see that side of it as well.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, last night on the floor, though, it was electric. It actually was the first time that I've been on the floor when somebody was nominated. And it was just terrific to see the electricity. It's hard to even describe that to people, what it's actually like. And when you watch it on TV, it's just not the same.
It's not. And let's call it what it is. This is a pep rally.
Sure.
This is the nation's largest pep rally next to the Democratic Convention. I mean, there are two large pep rallies back-to-back. And what I've talked to some, you know, party leaders here is they're also ready to hear about ideology, making a pep rally for the party as much as for Donald Trump. Don't know if that's going to happen, but it's their chance in the spotlight. And America's still watching, whether or not they'll admit it. They're still checking in and watching, Republican or Democrat, to see what's happening right now. So our job, yours and mine,
yes,
is to be here with the delegates, the people who are truly from South Carolina, work to get here, pay their own way to get here, then are going back into their, and will be the foot soldiers. These are the foot soldiers for all of politics. And so for both conventions, it's our opportunity to really see the people who make the machine work. There's the big money at the top, but these delegates are the people who are knocking on doors and talking to their friends at coffee clubs.
Well, everybody needs to get out and vote, and I think that's the message, and then we'll see exactly the direction that the country is going to take. But if people don't get out and vote, then that's going to be the shame of it all, in my opinion.
It's the only real poll that matters, right?
Absolutely.
Among all the polls, dozens and hundreds of polls that we depend on, it is the only poll. So that was Governor Haley's message. I just asked her, is she concerned about a no vote? Because she said that. She said, and obviously it was enough to bring up in her speech today, that a no vote would be a vote for Hillary Clinton. So there is some still concern about you know, whether some people are Trump enough.
Well, I think the other side, the other part of that is that a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort, and they've got to make it work now. And can they get everybody out? Like you said, I mean, that's the point. Can they get everybody out? So that's what's going on. And you know what? I'm a little tired today. How about you?
No, I actually got sleep last night. No,
you weren't at the House of Blues then.
No, the after parties, I learned a long time ago, I can't do that and do this too. But anyone who's here is tired because they keep you moving. The journalists have to keep moving. You put on your running shoes and go, and you better take a deep breath because you've got today and tomorrow. Emerald, make sure she takes a nap. Yeah, take a nap. It's good for your radio show if you take a nap.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll end up sounding like me at the end of the week, which is a dark, smoky, sultry, I'm too tired voice.
Oh, that's the sexy voice. Is that what you're telling us, Ashley? She has a sexy side she hasn't shared with us yet. We'll be listening on South Carolina Radio News to see if we can hear the sexy voice.
And Ella, you are still intrepid. And you're the sexy one, so you're still intrepid. To all of your listeners, this is fun. Keep listening. Anne is everywhere. I can see her a mile away.
Why is that? Because I have my hat on?
You are just a colorful character.
Thank you so much, Ashley Byrd, news director for Learfield News. So thanks so much, Ashley, for taking some time. I know you want to get the sound that you've got and get it up on South Carolina and all across the nation here with the sounds you got. Thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you, Ann. You're doing a great job. We'll see you back in South Carolina at some point.
Let's hope so. I have to go back Friday. All right, everybody. Let's see. Is it time? No, it's already moving on. How about Andy join the show and I'll be back. I got two more people I know I'm going to get on the air. So you keep it right here on WCRS. I'll be back.